السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ تعالی وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی ونسلم علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی، یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. صلاه وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. انہیں جانا انہیں مانا، نہ رکھا غیر سے کام، للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا، اور آج لے ان کی پناہ اور آج مدد مانگ ان سے، پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا. ناؤ وداؤٹ انہیں جلے، without any introduction, I'm going to start our program with the recitation of the Holy Quran. For that, I would like to call Hafiz Muhammad Ubaid Chowkwala. Falyatafaddal mashkura.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا إبراهيم رشده من قبل وكنا به عالمين. إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون. قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين. قال لقد كنتم أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين. قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين. قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلكم من الشاهدين. وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين. فجعلهم جذاذا إلا كبيرا لهم لعلهم إليه يرجعون. قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين. قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم. قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون. قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم. قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون. فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون. ثم نكسوا على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون. قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم. أُفٍّ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين. ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين. ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب نافلة وكلا جعلنا صالحين. وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين. ولوطا آتيناه حكما وعلما ونجيناه من القرية التي كانت تعمل الخبائث إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فاسقين. وأدخلناه في رحمتنا إنه من الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله ما شاء الله الحمد لله ما شاء الله الحمد لله. After the qiraat recitation of the Holy Quran for the Naad, I would like to call Hafiz Muhammad Hashim Sahab Qibla Darbar. Nare Takbir, Nare Risalat.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. بريه صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. نعمت بانٹتا جسمت وہ ذیشان گیا. نعمت بانٹتا جسمت وہ ذیشان گیا. ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا. ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا. لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا. لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا. میرے آقا میرے مولا تیرے قربان قربان دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم تو وہ ذیشان انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا جان و دل ہو شوخِ رد سب تو مدینے پہنچے جان و دل ہو شوخِ رد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم تو وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلمدان گیا
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah. Now, Alhamdulillah, we have the guest speaker, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Mahin Sahab Qibla Khatib Imam Jama Masjid Kensington High Street. Nare Takbir, Nare Risalat, Ulama Ahle Sunnat, Nare Takbir.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الملك الحق المبين والصلاة والسلام على أكرم الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه الهادين المهديين قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين آمين صدق الله العظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله. As we enter into the blessed month of Muharram, and we have another opportunity, another year to improve ourselves, to better ourselves, to increase ourselves in ilm and amal, to inspire our soul and to live a better life. We first praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has granted us this opportunity, and we send salutations upon His most beloved of creation, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hafiz Muin, when he told me to speak this year, he said, I wanted to change the list. So normally there's a very similar list. So he said, I wanted us to speak about the prophets of Allah. But even when he said this, he touched on something very significant. And what is the significance? He said that, I just want to change some of the things that we do, not change what we believe or just some of the topics that we cover. And he is right in what he's saying. The absolute truth is, many of us go year by year listening to the very same thing, that same bara takreer that they've been repeating for 40, 50 years. It hasn't helped our cause. In reality, the Islamic tradition is very vast. And once you confine yourself to listening to the same things over and over and over again, your mind will be so small that if someone comes with something different, you'll say, no, this is the only way that I've heard this. This is the only way to do things. When in reality, the Islamic tradition, everyone used to come and they used to find their problems with the Muslims. There was a time where the Muslims were in their golden age, and in different fields, different people would come to the Muslim world, especially Muslim Spain, so that they can learn, and they learned algebra, and they learned alchemy, and they learned chemistry, and they learned a broad range of sciences from the Muslims. And it's an insult to our legacy that even in the Islamic tradition, we feed people the same thing over and over and over and over again. So it's good that they've changed the topics that they are going to cover. And even when we cover these topics, we want to give people something new, something that they haven't thought of, something that they can go away with and think, I never heard of that before. Or maybe I never covered that topic before. Or I never even knew that this topic even existed. And wallahi, the Islamic tradition, in any field, whether it's tafsir, whether it's hadith, whether it's fiqh, whether it's tasawwuf, whether it's mysticism, whether it's usul, whether it's Arabic, there's so much to cover. Imam al-Shafi'i radiyallahu anhu, he says, no one, la yuhitu al-arabiyya illa nabi. No one can encompass the Arabic language, only a prophet. That's how broad the Arabic language is. That the only one who can master the Arabic language in its reality is a Prophet of Allah. What is he saying? In other words, it's not humanly possible for a normal human to have access to that entire information. It's too much. And only a prophet can be given that knowledge. Because a prophet is the one that goes beyond human boundaries. What is normal for a human to intake, a prophet goes beyond that. And that's a miracle given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we're going to talk about Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi afdalu salati wa salam. Do you know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he saw Ibrahim alayhi salam on the night of Mi'raj. And he saw Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. And he saw Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. He saw Sayyiduna Musa, he said he was a physically built, powerful man with a dark complexion. He saw Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, and he said, when I saw him, it was as though he had just come out the shower. His hair was clinging to his shoulders. His skin was light. There are some narrations where it says he had a darker skin, by the way. But in this narration of the Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said he had a light skin color. And he looked beautiful. And the one who resembles him the most in our time is Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, and I saw Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam was resting against the pillar, al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said he saw Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he says, the one who resembles him the most is your companion, meaning me. I resemble him the most. Even the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam resemble the feet of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You all know Maqam Ibrahim. Maqam Ibrahim, when you go on Hajj, you try and pray behind Maqam Ibrahim, but it's very difficult. Maqam Ibrahim, Sayyiduna Anas said, you know, on Maqam Ibrahim, we could see the traces of the fingers and the soles of the feet of Ibrahim alayhi salam, because people kept touching it, those were rubbed off or taken off. But he said that when we saw those traces, other Sahaba would say that nothing resembled the feet more, or no feet resembled the feet of Ibrahim alayhi salam more than the feet of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What does this show us? This show us that the Sahaba, they used to concentrate on the feet of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many people, they limit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only to an example. But that's not the reality. Anyone who studies the Islamic tradition knows that the Sahaba, they would go into detail about the fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the feet of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would consider the reverence of the Prophet, even his hands and feet, as a part of the religion. This is why we have that, inshallah, that same reverence for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, because we are following the path of the Sahaba. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in any case, he resembled Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Holy Prophet alayhi afdalu salati wa salam have so many similarities, so many. The only ones who are Khalilullah is the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Khalil in Arabic means an intimate friend who you share your secrets with. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was known as Khalilur Rahman, the Khalil of the Merciful One. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a hadith, and it's recorded in Al-Bukhari, لو كنت متخذا خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا. If I were to take a friend, if I were to take a friend in this dunya, an intimate friend, then I would have taken Abu Bakr as a friend. But however, the friendship of this dunya suffices, and the deen suffices us, our brotherhood, because your sahib has only taken Allah as an intimate friend. If you take Allah as an intimate friend, there is no room for you to have anyone else from the creation as a khalil. This is why one of the things that they share, Sayyiduna Ibrahim and the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, is that they are both khalilullah. They are both intimate friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, one of the great things about him is he has an incredible story. Who can tell me, what was the year Sayyiduna Ibrahim was born? What was the year of his birth? Who can tell me, when was the Holy Prophet born? Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What was the year of his birth? Amul fil, what was the year? AC? After Christ? How many years after was the Holy Prophet born? Close. 600 is close. Sorry? 512? No, I think you're combining it to the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. No, not quite. 570, yeah. 570. 570, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away in 632. Remember, dates are very important. It's important to memorize dates. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam born 570, passed away 632. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam was born around the year 1996 BC. 1,996 years before Christ. And he passed away in the year 1773. Almost 200 years of age, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. But the great thing about Sayyiduna Ibrahim, in every stage of his life, he has a story. Subhanallah. Every stage, whether in his childhood, whether that's in his teen years, whether that's when he becomes an adult, and subhanallah, whether that's when he reaches an elder age, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, every single moment of his life is significant. Today, it's a miracle that someone who lived so long ago, he can retain his legacy today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ. Actually, Hafiz Ubaid, we'll be testing your hifz today. Your qira'ah was very long, so. Surah As-Saffat, what does he say? وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ. Actually, Surah As-Saffat, you've done that? 20 seconds, Sipara? No, okay. Who's a Hafiz here? I know Hafiz Hashim is, but no, he's too old. We need to respect him. Sheikh, come over here. Come at the front, inshallah. Don't be shy. What's his name? Muhammad Ashab. Nara-e Takbir. Nara-e Risalat. Okay. You can sit down over here, inshallah. So what does he say in Surah As-Saffat? وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِلْ. Good. See? It's a good hafiz. Everyone, Nara-e Takbir. Nara-e Risalat. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Surah As-Saffat. It comes more than once, actually. Allah says in Surah As-Saffat, we've left the remembrance and the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam for the latter generations as well. Such an honor given by Allah to this incredible person. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. One of the meanings of his names is mercy. And this is another quality in which he was similar to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of the other prophets of Allah, when their nations frustrated them, what did Nuh alayhi salam say? وَقَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارَ. Nara-e Takbir, Nara-e Risalat. Your manzil is good, mashallah. What did Nuh alayhi salam say? Nuh alayhi salam said, do not even leave a single disbeliever on the face of the earth. Yeah, that's when you can see his jalal coming through. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, what did he say? رَبَّ نَطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْتُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُ حَتَّى. Nara-e Takbir. Nara-e Takbir. Nara-e Risalat. Huffaz-e Ahl-e Sunnat. We must produce huffaz of the Quran. You know, in reality, in Al-Azhar al-Sharif, we always learned that the one who's not a hafiz can never be an alim. That's the first stage of being, and that's why it is not like that in our culture. But if you go in other cultures like Mauritania and Egypt, if you say, or if someone says, this is from the ulama, and he's not a hafiz, they'll start laughing at you. They'll say, no, neither is he an alim, nor is he a peer, nor is he anything. So this is the reality. We need to produce huffaz quick and fast, and I think they are doing that here at a good rate, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless everyone involved in the education. But رَبَّ نَطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Musa alayhi salam, what did he say when his people frustrated him? He said, destroy their wealth and harden their hearts. These people will not believe until they see the fire. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, his nature was very close to the nature of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why Sayyiduna Ibrahim, this is mentioned in the Quran as well. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَبَنِيَّ نَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامَ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَن تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَن عَصَانِي Subhanallah. May Allah bless him in both worlds. Every single ayah, and they've been from different surahs as well. It's not easy. He's answered every single one correctly. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim, what does he say? He says that, you know, these people, they've misguided so many people. فَمَن تَبِعَنِي Whoever follows me, then he is from me. وَمَن عَصَانِي Whoever disobeys me. Now this is the moment. Did Ibrahim alayhi salam say the same thing as Nuh alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam? He said no. وَمَن عَصَانِي Whoever disobeys me, فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, you are the most merciful. Look at the nature of Sayyiduna Ibrahim. Even Mullah Ali Qari alayhi rahmatullah, he says that Allah Almighty, he created the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such a way where the nature of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bila tashbih, resembles the nature of Allah. What's the nature of Allah? Allah says, sabaqat rahmati ghadabi. It's a hadith al-Qudsi. My mercy always overcomes my anger. My mercy always overcomes my anger. And in that nature, he created the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with that nature, he created the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. One of the greatest things of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is his greatness was from his youth. And this is apparent and evident to whoever reads the Quran and contemplates and ponders over the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. He says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرُ So let me just give you a backdrop to the story. Who was the king at that time? At the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was the king? What was his name? Yeah? Good, Namrud. Namrud or Nimrud, difference of opinion in the pronunciation. Nimrud was the king, and it said that he had a dream that a boy will be born, and that boy will annihilate the false religion that they are on, which was idol worship. So what did Nimrud announce? He said, make sure, separate all the men and all of the women. Separate them all, so that the woman can't conceive. But it was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on that night, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was conceived. And then when he was born, what did his mother do? His mother knew that they would kill him. So what did she do when she gave birth to him? She hid him by the river. She built like a mini cave, you can say, at the bottom. She placed him there. She covered that cave. And then she went back. And then she left him there until he became a boy. And Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was a boy, he said to her, it's reported that he said to her, who is my Lord? And she said, I am. And Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam said, who is your Lord? And she said, your father. And Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam said, who is my father's Lord? And she said, be silent. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he remained silent. And now there's a big discussion, who is the father of Ibrahim alayhi afdalu salati was salam? The actual father's name was Tarah. Tarah. So his name is Ibrahim ibn Tarah. And then we have in the Quran, when the Quran speaks, it says Ibrahim alayhi salam spoke to Azar. Azar. So there are some scholars who say that Azar, Tarah, Azar is the title of Tarah, and Tarah is the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he was not a Muslim. So there we have one group saying this, and we have another group which includes Imam Jalaluddin al-Suyuti alayhi rahmatullah and many others who say no. This was the uncle of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi afdal salati wassalam. So they do have a difference of opinion. Imam Jalaluddin al-Suyuti rahimahullah has written 7 books proving the iman of all of the forefathers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. But it would be intellectual dishonesty to say that this is what all the scholars say. There is a large group of scholars who do not agree with this view that all of the forefathers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are Muslims. But anyhow, we have Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti and we have many, many others. The reason why I say this to you is when people present only one view, everyone thinks that's it. In Islam, there's only one view. But it would be intellectual dishonesty to portray that. But however, Imam Suyuti has strong evidences that all of the forefathers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were Muslims. And one of the strongest evidences is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I was passed down from pure loins to pure loins." أَكُنْ أُسْلَبْ مِنْ مَنْكُولَاتِ الطَّاهِرَاتِ إِلَى الطَّاهِرَاتِ. So I was passed down from pure to pure. And the definition of this, according to Imam Suyuti and others, was that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of his ancestry were all pure people who affirmed the faith of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi afdalu salati wa salam, when he was born, he noticed that his people were worshipping idols. And they were worshipping statues and stones. And they believed that these things were harming and benefiting them. And Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he saw this. He saw this in the atmosphere, that this was common, widespread, that people were doing this. And Allah mentioned something really powerful. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam was an extremely curious child. And because of his curiosity, because of that burning inside of him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up to him everything. Allah says in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِيَكُونَ مِنَ ال... وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِيَكُونَ. Actually, Hafiz Ubaid, you know, this is 7-4. لِيَكُونَ مِنَ ال... موقنين. ليكون من الموقنين. Allah says in the Quran, we showed Ibrahim, look at the words in Arabic, yeah? ملكوت السماوات. What do we say in Taraweeh? سبحان ذي الملك والملكوت. ملك and ملكوت actually mean one and the same thing. It means the kingdom. So what's the difference? You know, in Arabic, when you have two words with one meaning, if one of the words has more letters, then that is an exaggeration and an emphasis and a mubalagha in the meaning. I'll give you an example. What does Rahman mean? One word, tell me. Merciful. What does Rahim mean? Merciful, right? How many letters does Rahman have? Four. Oh, hands up who thinks he has four letters. Hands up who thinks he has five letters. Come on, brothers, don't be shy. You know, give an opinion. It's one or the other. Again, hands up who thinks it's four. Hands up who thinks it's five. Okay, five wins. So what's the first letter? Ra, right? What's the second one? Ha, third one. Meem, fourth one. Alif, good. Fifth one. Noon, five letters. Rahim has how many letters? Four. This is why we say there's a greater meaning of mercy in Rahman than Rahim. And so Mulk and Malakut means the kingdom of Allah. Mulk has three letters. Malakut has five. Mim, Lam, Kaf, Waw, Ta. This is why when we say Malakut, it means the entire kingdom, all the way up until the Arsh. All of the seven heavens, all of the mountains, all of the seas, even the deepest layer on the earth. That's what Malakut means. The whole kingdom. And Allah says in the Quran about Sayyiduna Ibrahim, Nuri Ibrahim, Malakut as-Samawat. We showed Abraham the entire kingdom of the heavens and the earth. We showed him everything. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, from one place, Allah showed him the heavens up until the Arsh. From one place, he saw the deepest layer of the earth. From one place, he saw each and every single mountain. From one place, he saw all of the seas. He saw all of the pebbles. Subhanallah. And Allah, he inspired Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam to see everything. Nuri Ibrahim, Malakut as-Samawati wal-Ard, liyakuna min al-muqineen. So that he is from those who are certain. And why did Allah say this? For three reasons. Number one, to be certain in Allah and his oneness. That's one. Number two, to be certain in his own prophecy. Allah showed Ibrahim alayhi salam all of this because he was going to become a prophet. So that he is certain in his prophecy, Allah showed him everything. And the third reason is to show, and we believe this, remember always as the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that there's three ways to gain certain knowledge. Three. Number one is the khabar given to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two is our aqal, the intellect. We all know 2 + 2 = 4, by way of certainty. And number three is the his, the senses. When you see something, when you smell something, when you touch something, when you hear something, it gives you, or it can give you certain knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I've shown you everything. لِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُقِنِينَ, so that you are from those who have certainty. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلِ. Jannah in Arabic, jinn comes from it as well. It means to conceal. Allah says, satara, it means satar. Even in Urdu, it means to cover, to conceal. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلِ. When the night covered everything, it concealed Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam from daylight. Ra'a kawkaba. He saw kawkab. Some people translate it as star. In this context, it means a planet. Ra'a kawkaba. And the scholars differ. Allah says he saw a planet. But which planet does he see? Some scholars like Ibn Abbas say he saw Venus. Some say that he saw Jupiter. Allah knows best what he saw. These things, when you read these, you can't know by way of certainty. Ra'a kawkaba, he saw one of the planets made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, qala hadha rabbi. Now I want you to pay attention here, very close attention. Hadha rabbi means this is my Lord. This is my Lord. And we have a group of people even up until today, unfortunately, who take the literal meaning that Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying this is my Lord and he is believing this is my Lord. But this is not true. This is not true. The actual correct interpretation and meaning given by the vast majority of scholars is that Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was a very intelligent person. And he saw his entire community that they were worshipping statues and idols. But these people, they were very well versed in the knowledge of the stars and the celestial spheres. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he knew that his people had immense knowledge about the sun, the moon, and the stars. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, to convince them of how misguided they have become, he said, this is my Lord, in the meaning that if you are claiming that these statues you worship and these stars that you worship are lords, let me prove to you why they cannot be the Lord. So he said to them, هَذَا رَبِّي. This is my Lord. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ. When the planet disappeared, it went out of sight, Sayyiduna Ibrahim says, قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ. I do not like those things which disappear. What is he trying to say to his people? He's saying to his people that you affirm lordship for these statues and these stars. But this star or this planet that has gone out of view now, it must have something governing it. Because how did it disappear from view? If something comes into view and disappears from view, it cannot be the one that governs, rather it's the one that is being governed. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's proving in a very smart and intelligent and intellectual way that this can never be the Lord. This can never be the Rabb. And then Sayyiduna Ibrahim, he says, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ وَرَآ كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ وَرَآ كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ. Then when he saw the moon came into view. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ. Qamar actually comes from the word aqmar. Aqmar in Arabic is a color. It means white, just like ahmar means red. Hafiz Ubaid, you're doing Arabic now. No, who's studying Arabic? Put your hands up. Okay, so my deepest advice to you, all of you, just begin studying the Arabic language, even self-study. Without Arabic, it's immense, you know, your understanding of Islam will be far less. The one who knows Arabic will be far more. But this word Qamar comes from the word Aqmar. Aqmar means to be white. And then Qamar was called Qamar because of how white and bright the moon is. That's why in Arabic a bright night is called Layla Qamra. So Falamma Ra'a al-Qamar, when he saw the moon, Bazighan, coming into appearance, Qala Hada Rabbi, again he saw his people, he said, this must be my Lord in your claim, because now it's coming to appearance. Falamma afala, then when the moon disappeared from view, falamma afala, qala la uhibbul afilin, qala la illam yahdini rabbi la akunanna min alqawmi addallin. He says that my Lord, if you do not guide me, then I will become from these people who are misguided, because all guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when the moon set, Sayyiduna Ibrahim, فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً, when the moon set, then the sun came into view. قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي, again he's proving to his people that these celestial bodies cannot be the Lord, because all of them are being governed. They are not the one that governs. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. He says, this must be my Lord. Why? Because this is the biggest one. قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ, then when the sun disappeared from view, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِي, this proves that he's talking to his people. This ayah proves that he was addressing his people. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِي إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. He said, oh my people, I am free from those things which you associate in lordship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He proved from this that he showed them the stars first, the planets. When the planet disappeared, the moon came. When the moon disappeared, the sun came. But all of these things, they come and go. If they come and go, who is the one who makes them come and go? If they come into appearance and they disappear from appearance, who is the one that brings them into your sight? And who is the one that makes them disappear from your sight? Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's posing this question to them. And he's saying, don't you understand? Don't you realize that these things that you are worshipping, they can neither benefit you, nor can they harm you? And he sent a message that as someone who is a believer in Allah, no monotheist should be a blind follower. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he showed a lesson that even my own guardian, Azar, my own people, even if they all turn against me and I believe that I am in the path of Allah, I believe I am speaking the truth, then I will not abandon the truth even for those who I love, even for the community that I love. And this is a big message for all of us. And normally, how do you know someone's not on the truth? You know, a sign of people who are not on the truth is that instead of answering the questions that are posed to them, they start to threaten. They start to blackmail. They don't give answers. They just say, how can this be? My dad would do this. My granddad would do this. They don't bring any evidence. And this is what the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam did. They said, وَحَاجَّهُ قَوْمُ قَالَ أَتُحَاجُونِي فِي اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانِ وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا وَسِعَ رَبِّي كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِلْمًا أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا. His people, what did they say? They said, now that you have spoken against our idols, these idols will bring harm to you. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim, he says, كَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ, how can I fear what you associate in partnership with Allah, and you do not fear associating partners with Allah? What is he saying? In other words, will the punishment come to me, a monotheist who believes in Allah and rejects these, or will the punishment come to you who worships these and associates partners with Allah? Look at their response. Did they give a response to the questions of Sayyiduna Ibrahim? No. What did they do? They said, oh, these idols are going to impact you. And eventually, what did they do? We're going to throw you in a fire. And this is a sign of the people of falsehood, that when the matters of the deen or the matters of Allah are brought clearly to them, what do? They start to threaten. They start to blackmail. And they start to do many of these things, and we have seen this throughout history. But Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he showed that he was even willing to walk into a fire to defend the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuh wa Ala Ibrahim wa ala Imran ala al-alamin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Adam alayhi salam. He's chosen Nuh alayhi salam. He's chosen the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Imran alayhi salam over the rest of the universe. Allah, He set a message and He set an usul that the people of guidance, the people of Nubuwa and Risala will come from this family, will come from this line. And even after the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, even though Risala finished with him, there's no wahi now, there's no Rasul now, he said, Inni tarikun fikum al-thaqalain. And this hadith is recorded in Muslim, that I leave for you behind two heavy things. In another riwayah, thikalain, two weighty things. In another riwayah, amarain, two important matters. In another riwayah, khalifatain, two khalifas. Kitab Allah, the book of Allah, wa itrati ahli bayt, and my descendants, the ahlul bayt. Ma in tamassaktum bihima lan tadillu ba'di abada. Whoever holds on to these two after me, he will never become misguided after me. What we see in Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, that passion to always stick up for the truth, we saw in the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, his message and his mission is a message of truth, that no matter what obstacles I have to face, no matter what tyrannical leaders stand in my way, no matter what challenges I have to face, no matter who stands in my way, I will never leave the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will always stick to the path of truth. And that is the message of Karbala. And that was the message of the grandfather of Imam al-Husayn, who is Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi afdalu salati wa salam. May Allah Almighty enable us to learn from the lives of these great individuals and remember our great hero of Islam, beginning with the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of the prophets of Allah, and ending with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh al-mubin.
يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك صلوات الله يا حبيبي يا رسول الله وحسين جس نے چھڑک کے خون چمن جہاں کو ہرا کیا وحسین جس نے چھڑک کے خون چمن جہاں کو ہرا کیا اسی جانی سار کا واسطہ کہ ہر ایک گدا کا سلام لو یا نبی سلام یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکہ الصلاة والسلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیکہ یا نبی اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیکہ یا حبیب اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا شفیعنا یوم الجزا. آج کی نیاز ہمارے حاجی رہا صاحب کی طرف سے ہیں, تشریف رکھیں دعا کے لیے. الفاتحہ. اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاه وسلاما عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحم الرحیم ہم یہ تیرے گنہ گار بندے مسجد قبا میں حاضر ہوئے نماز عصر با جماعت ادا کی اس کے بعد ہم نے چھوٹی سی محرم کی محفل سجائی اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ تو اسے قبول فرما بیان کرنے میں کسی قسم کی کمی کوتاہی ہوئی تو ربی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے واسطے سے معاف فرما اور ہمارے حاجی راہ صاحب کی طرف سے جو بھی نیازائے محبت لا گیا اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ تو اسے بھی قبول فرما وہ اپنے شایان شان اس کا جو ثواب تو نے ہم گنہ گاروں کو عطا کیا ان تمام ثوابوں کو سب سے پہلے نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ بے قسمنا میں ہدیتن و تحفتن پیش کرتے ہیں اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما ان کے وسیلے جلیس کا ثواب تمام انبیاء کرام تمام صحابہ کرام تابعین تبع تابعین دنیا کے تمام اولیاء کرام تمام مؤمنین مؤمنات تمام علماء کرام کی ارواح کو پیش کرتے ہیں اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما یہاں پہ جو لوگ حاضر ان کے مرحومین مغفورین دادا دادی نانا نانی پر دادا پر دادی پر نانا پر نانی تمام کے ارواحوں کو پیش کرتے ہیں اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما ہمیں جن کے والد یا والدہ دنیا سے جا چکے ان تمام کے ارواحوں کو پیش کرتے ہیں اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما بالخصوص بالخصوص امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ شہداء کربلا کی روح ارواح کو پیش کرتے ہیں اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما ان کے درجات بلند فرما جنت الفردوس میں اعلیٰ مقام عطا فرما یا اللہ اس مبارک گھڑی کے صدقے طفیل مبارک مجلس کے صدقے طفیل یا اللہ ہم تمام کی تمام جائز دعاؤں کو قبول فرما تمام کے صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما روزی روزگار میں برکت عطا فرما پریشانیوں کو دور فرما آسانی عطا فرما یا دنیا کے تمام مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما تمام مریضوں کو صحتیابی نصیب عطا فرما بالخصوص ہمارے حاجی مشتاق صاحب کے صاحبزادے کو صحت تندرستی عطا فرما صحت کامل و عاجل عطا فرما یا اللہ یا مرحمین ہم پر کرم فرما یا اللہ یا مرحمین ہم پر کرم فرما اپنے رحمت انوار کی بارش فرما ہمارے حاجی راہ صاحب کی روزی روزگار برکت عطا فرما ان کی محبت و قبور فرما یا اللہ انہیں دین دونی راہ چوگنی ترقی نصیب عطا فرما یا اللہ انہیں حاسدین کے حسد سے محفوظ فرما ظالموں کے ظلم سے محفوظ فرما تیرے علماء کرام سے انبیاء کرام سے بڑی محبت کرتے ہیں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ تو بھی ان سے محبت فرما یا اللہ ہمیں مانگنا نہیں آتا ہم نے جو مانگا اسے دے دے اور جو مانگنے سے رہے گا اسے دے تو علیم و خبیر ہے تو دلوں کے بھید کو جانتا ہے یا تیرے گنہگار بندے اپنے اپنے دلوں میں کون سی دعائیں لیے حاضر یا اللہ تمام کی تمام جائز دعاؤں قبول فرما ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللهم صل علی سیدنا مولانا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا مولانا محمد وبارک وسلم صلاۃ وسلاما علیک سیدی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین وحق لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹائم بہت شارٹ ہے نیچے تشریف لے چلے نیچے سلر میں نیاز کے لیے بغیر نیاز کھائے ہوئے نہ جائیں پلیز نیاز کے لیے تشریف لے چلے لنگر کے لیے